Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, June 7. Coming up, financial analysts continue to hail government's tax reform initiative. NWC heightens preparations for hurricane season and police criminal record system now computerized. The details after this message.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
Now the news. Financial analysts continue to hail the government's tax reform initiative as a step in the right direction. Chief Executive Officer CEO of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, Dennis Chung, says the organization applauds the move from direct to indirect taxation as it will capture a larger cross-section of the society and achieve a higher compliance rate.
This is something that should have happened a long time ago. So we applaud the move. If we were to move towards indirect taxation, which has a much higher compliance rate, you're actually spreading the burden more by capturing the people who are not being compliant.
Mr. Chung was speaking during a special JIS post-budget debate panel discussion with host Ian Boyne recently. The CEO says the shift will also provide administrative benefits as it will be easier to track the collection of taxes in a culture of tax evasion and avoidance. The National Water Commission, NWC, says it is fully prepared for what is forecast to be the busiest hurricane season in 5 years. The Atlantic hurricane season, which started on June 1, is expected to bring up to 10 to 16 named storms, with the likelihood of 6 to 8 hurricanes. Corporate Public Relations Manager at NWC, Charles Buchanan, says to minimize the effects of possible disruptions in service across the country, customers are being urged to store potable water. He says the utility company has already taken several steps to prepare for the hurricane season.
We update our internal hurricane disaster preparedness manual. We ensure that various persons in different locations are fully apprised of its details and their roles and functions in the event of an impact. We seek to make arrangements that emergency supplies and equipment are restocked in the lead up to the hurricane season.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed sadness at the passing of veteran journalist and senior Gleaner political writer Gary Spaulding. Mr. Holness says the government and the Jamaica Labour Party are mourning the death of Mr. Spaulding, whose body was found at his Hughenden home Monday. In a statement, the Prime Minister said he admired Mr. Spaulding's professionalism and fairness. Mr. Holness says the veteran journalist's knowledge of the issues was excellent, and Jamaica has lost a dedicated and important contributor to national discourse. Meanwhile, Minister of Culture and Sport Olivia Grange has expressed shock and disbelief at Mr. Spaulding's untimely passing only days after the death of his colleague, Glenroy Sinclair. Minister Grange says Mr. Spaulding was a selfless individual and a journalist who dedicated the last 20 years of his career to the development of journalism in Jamaica. Mr. Spaulding, whose career spans over 20 years, has worked at the Jamaica Information Service, the RGR Group, the Jamaica Observer, and the Gleaner Company. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, now has a computerized criminal records system. Installed at a cost of just over $98 million, the electronic database replaces the manual form of documentation previously used at the Criminal Records Office on Duke Street, downtown Kingston. State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the computerized database will make it easier for the court system to gain access to critical information.
The Government of Jamaica's commitment to modernization of our police force and indeed other departments and agencies of the Ministry of National Security is indeed made very clear. The computerized criminal records system is about public safety and national security. We now have a shared database with the UK that will provide real-time information for respective jurisdictions.
The facility enables the JCF to streamline the collation and storage of new and existing data for use in investigations and court hearings, as well as other proceedings. Funding provided by the British government also facilitated the training of several JCF officers on how to use the system. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.